ಯೇ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ವಿಧಿಮುತ್ಸೃಜ್ಯ ಯಜಂತೆ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಯಾನ್ವಿತಾಃ ತೇಷಾಂ ನಿಷ್ಠಾ ತು ಕಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸತ್ವಮಾಹೋರಜಸ್ತಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಭಗವಾನುವಾಚ ತ್ರಿವಿಧಾ ಭವತಿ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾ ದೇಹಿನಾಂ ಸಾ ಸ್ವಭಾವಜ ಸಾತ್ವಿಕೀ ರಾಜಸೀ ಚೈವ ತಾಮಸೀ ಚೇತಿ ತಾಂ ಶೃಣು ಸತ್ವಾನುರೂಪಾ ಸರ್ವಸ್ಯ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾ ಭವತಿ ಭಾರತ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾಮಯೋಯಂ ಪುರುಷಃ ಯೋ ಯಶ್ರದ್ಧಃ ಸ ಏವ ಸಃ ಯಜಂತೆ ಸಾತ್ವಿಕಾ ದೇವಾನ್ ಯಕ್ಷರಕ್ಷಾಂಸಿ ರಾಜಸಾಃ ಪ್ರೇತಾನ್ ಭೂತಗಣಾಂಶ್ಚಾನ್ಯೇ ಯಜಂತೆ ತಾಮಸಾ ಜನಾಃ ಅಶಾಸ್ತ್ರವಿಹಿತಂ ಘೋರಂ ತಪ್ಯಂತೆ ಯೇ ತಪೋ ಜನಾಃ ದಂಭಾಹಂಕಾರ ಸಂಯುಕ್ತಾಃ ಕಮರಾಗಬಲಾನ್ವಿತಾಃ ಕರ್ಷಯಂತಃ ಶರೀರಸ್ಥಂ ಭೂತಗ್ರಾಮಮಚೇತಸಃ ಮಾಂ ಚೈವಾಂತಃ ಶರೀರಸ್ಥಂ ತಾನ್ ವಿದ್ಯಾಸುರ ನಿಶ್ಚಯನ್. ಸೊ ದ 16th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಓಪನ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಎ ಕ್ವಶ್ಚನ್ ಆಫ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ರಿಲಿಜಿಯಸ್ಲಿ ಇಲ್ಲಿಟರೇಟ್ ಈವನ್ ದೋ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಎಂಡೋರ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾ ಹಿಸ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ what category it belongs to. Where does he stand? Even though he may not follow the Shastra, the instruction given by the scriptures, but he has implicit faith. And that worship, how do you categorize? This is the question. Now Bhagavan answers saying, that it all depends upon the type of mind that he has. So there are three factors involved. We have in Hinduism, there are so many gods, different type of gods. What type of god he chooses among the whole pantheon of gods, that determines his, whether he is sattvic, rajasic or tamasic. Then the mode of worship, the method of worship also, again tells us whether he belongs to sattva, rajas or tamas. Then bhavana, the motive for puja, is also very important. So these are the three factors: which God he worship, how he worship, with what attitude or bhavana he worship. This determines whether he is a sattvic or rajasic or tamasic worshipper. Then Bhagavan gave example. Ejante sattvika devan yaksharakshamsi rajasaha pretan bhutaganancha anye ejante tamasa janaha. Sattvic people who are by nature sattvic, their tendency is to worship those gods which are sattvic in nature. Like Bhagavan Krishna, Rama, Lord Shiva. So these are the deities they worship. They are sattvic nature. Who gives them, enhance their spiritual progress? Give them antakarana shuddhi, purity of mind, nobility, virtues, etc. Then the people who are rajasic people, yaksharakshamsi rajasaha, those yakshas, kinnaras, etc., those who are materialistically oriented, their worship always will be directed towards gaining prosperity, wealth, welfare, etc. These are the rajasic type of people who approaches deities of that kind, and they also want immediate result. They will not wait for long worship, etc. It is something like a 16 weeks, 9 weeks program, and they want to get the result and get out of it. That type of a bhakti is, Bhagavan is not criticizing this is good or bad. He is not telling, okay? He is telling these are the categories. That is all he says. Nothing is bad or good here. That is not the point here. Then pretan bhutaganaanchanye ejante tamasa janaha. And these people who go to Shmashan, these tamasic people, their type of worship is worshipping the ghost, spirit, bhuta pretadi. And their place of worship also like Shmashan. And with the skull in hand, they will be doing chanting some mantras, that also in the middle of the night. So everything is difficult, different. You must have seen in the serial, you know, this Ramayanam serial, you must have seen Indrajit is doing some tantric style of puja. Tham, thum, tham, like that kind of mantra they chant. Hram, hrim, hrum, hrim, everything like that. This type of is called spota vidya. Apichara vidya is also called. So this type of worship is considered tamasic type of worship. Then Bhagavan elaborates that on it. Ashastravidam koram tapyandeye tapojanaha dambahankara samyuktaha kamaraga balanvitaha. So these people worship ashastravihitam ghoram, where nowhere it is given that this type of a ghora tapas. So it looks, you know, terrifying the way they are doing. Something like, you know, hanging from a tree branch and with a fire under, and in between somebody will put some mirchi, you know, dry mirchi. Dry, all that, and the smoke he inhales. You must have seen that kind of picture. Shukracharya did that, you know, tapas. And at that time, to break his tapas, you know, this Indra Devata always get jealous. You know, it is, these Puranas are very interesting. It's a very, very honest depiction of all human qualities. So jealousy, because he's worried about his security, his position is insecure. So somebody will take that position. So he want to put some obstacle that. So Shukracharya, he thought he is doing tapas for getting his position. So he sent his daughter to obstruct the tapas of Shukracharya. Then what she did, and you know, in that fire, he was inhaling the fire only. And she put mirchi in there, you know, like, so much of dry chilies, she put. And poor Shukracharya was suffering, but he cannot get out of that. He's already taken a vow. He cannot run away from it also. Then his whole tapas will be broken. And his eyes started watering and things like that. Then afterwards she felt so bad. Then she got married to him to do as a prayachitta, to atone the sin that he committed towards him. He became his wife. So this Indra's daughter became Shukracharya's wife. There is a story, okay? So my point is, ashastra vihitam koram. These people do kora tapas. Like Ravana did kora tapas, isn't it? So all the three brothers went to do tapas. Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Vibhishana. Kumbhakarna and Vibhishana went into meditation because they could control his mind and they were in samadhi. And Ravana looked, he's a rajasic guy, you know, both of them, he's not able to concentrate. He's not able to close his eyes and sit down and meditate upon the Lord. It was not for him. Not everybody can do that. He looked around, then he thought that this is not what I can do. So what I can do is, he took his sword and cut one of his head. He had 10 of them. So one of his head and offered in the Havan Kund. So this is called Ghora Tapas, you know. See, think about, cutting your own head and then offering it, you know. That kind of this tapas is Ghora Tapas. And Dambahankara Samyuktaha. Then think about it. After Bhagavan appeared before them. You know, these are all very interesting. In Purana, the stories are very interesting. Because afterwards, if you do tapas, the devata has to appear before the person. That is a rule. So otherwise what happened? Nobody will do tapas if you don't appear before the devotee. So Bhagavan has to appear, and when he appears, he'll ask of him, what boon you want, I am pleased with you. Then first thing he will ask, I don't want to die. Immortality he will ask. But then Bhagavan will say, immortality is not possible. You are born, you have to die. You choose your death, that is all. Then they will think of a way, impossible way, how to. And everybody comes up with some new things. Hiranyakashipu came out with, whatever that you have created, they should not kill me. Brahmaji's creation. Nothing that is in Brahmaji's creation. Devatas, Kinnaras, Yakshas, Vanaras, human being, animals, none of them should kill me. Neither in the earth or in the heaven, daytime or nighttime. All these conditions he put, he thought that he is now immortal. Nobody can break this. But Bhagavan found a way. So also this Tarakasura also, he thought that Bhagavan is in meditation, Lord Shiva is in meditation, thousands of years. He will never come. Sati is already having Dehatyagam. She burned herself. Now there is no way this Lord Shiva is going to get married. So he thought a way. If Lord Shiva's son, only he can kill me. He thought that he is secured, insured against death. But that also, they found a way. So the moment they get the boon, what they do? Immediately they attack heaven, dethrone Indra, and then rule, establish their sovereignty of the whole world, and plunder, and loot, plunder, kill everyone who stand against them. This is their nature. So this is called the Kama Ahankaram Dambam Ahankara Samyuktaha Kama Raga Balanvitaha. Because of the Kama desire and attachment. Not only that, some of them Karshayanda Shariirastam Bhudagramam Achetasaha. They make their body completely famished. The Bhudagramam Achetasaha. All the bhutas, elements, make it achetasaha, unfunctional. Because for us to survive, all the elements should be in proper order. Physical body has to survive. So physical body is made up of panchabhutas. All panchabhutas, akasha, vayu, agni, rapa, prithvi. Because you are occupying space, then vayu, Bhagavan prana is there going on up and down, that is keeping you going. Then water, agni is there, fire, temperature is in your body, it is maintained. If the temperature goes a little high, it's a problem. Temperature goes down also, big problem. Then the water is the shape. Then minerals, calcium, phosphorus, etc. All these five elements have gone into the makeup of this physical body. If you don't nourish the body, some of them will get imbalance. That udagramam achetasaha, these people are thoughtless people. They do that. Mam chaiva antasharirantha sarirastham. So not only they torture the body, that I am residing in that body, they will torture me also. They force me to get out. You know, that is the ejection notice comes. Tan vidya asuri asura nischayan. Please understand that these are all demonically the dissolved people. These are all demonous nature. Asuram asura. Asuric nature. Asura means asusu visayeshu ramante iti asuraha. So the one who revels in Vishaya Sukhas is called Asura. Don't think that Asura means has got some, you know, horns and then some tails and some kind of funny looking, you know, in the cartoons you see. It was not that. A coated person also can be an Asura. His mind is continuously thinking about pleasure, enjoyment. That person is called Asura. Now actually Bhagavan has answered Arjuna's question. So whether they come under what? Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. So he has explained what is the nature. It all depends upon the nature of that person's mind. And his svabhava, he chooses. Whether he chooses according to his the nature, he chooses the deity, he chooses the method of worship, he chooses the nature of his thought, that what bhav with which he worshipped the Lord. All these determine whether he is worship of sattva, rajas, tamas. So Bhagavan has answered the question now. But out of compassion, Bhagavan adds four more items. This Arjuna never asked for it, but Bhagavan gives it an additional bonanza, bonus for Arjuna. Now, these four items Bhagavan enumerates here, the seventh verse. Aharastvapi sarvasya. Trivito bhavati priyah. Yetnyastapastadhanam. Tesham bhedamimam shrinu. Do you have 17 chapter in your hand? He's confused. So aharha tu api sarvasya trivito bhavati priyaha. ahara, the food that we are eating, that also can be categorized into sattvic food, rajasic food, tamasic food. And three more items, yajna, tapas, danam. Yajna, tapas, tadha, danam. Tesham, vedam, imam, shrunu. So Bhagavan is going to enumerate all these four items. One is food. And this food is, actually there are four factors when it comes to food. One is the source of food. Who cooks, who serves, with what attitude he cooks or she cooks. This is very, very important, because that's why olden times, our parents, when you have observed, when they were cooking, the kitchen, they consider it is like a temple. And while cooking, they have memorized many shlokas. They keep chanting. The double effect is there. One is they are able to memorize, that memory is keep going, they will keep on remembering, like Vishnu Sahasranama or Radha Sahasranama or something, they chant. Or whatever they know, they will chant. Another thing is that vibrations of that particular mantras are transferred into the food. And not only that, the attitude with which the person is cooking, of course they are mothers, they have love for the children, so when they cook, that love is also transferred. Unlike us, you know, we don't have time to cook. So then, you know, you start thinking, what is this, you know, why I have come to this America, I don't know. You have to do everything yourself. And that also, recently you came back from India, and there you saw your friend with four servants. And she has got a chauffeur-driven car, and then in the kitchen you go, there are three of them sitting there. One is a chief cook, another one is cutting the vegetable, third one is washing, cleaning the vessels. All these things, and what her job is to manage them. And she gets tired managing these four people. And when you see that, you come back miserable. And when you look at your kitchen, now all those dishes piled up, you have to wash. Even though you have a dishwasher, but still you have to put it inside. So you start cursing yourself, I don't know why I married this guy, came to this country. And with that kind of thought, in 1946, I had a very good proposal from a plastic surgeon from New Zealand. I should have taken that. Now I went, endlessly fell in love with this guy. He's an IT fellow. Come here now, it's a problem. Look at this. This kind of thought, you cook food, what happens? And that food you are serving to your children and husband. And after eating that, you are expecting them to listen to you. Is there? Will not. So who cooks, with what attitude you cook? And that invisible vibration of the source will enter into the food. That unseen vibration, mental vibration, you transfer. So, there is a story given by, I think Sai Baba gave this story. Once a Mahatma was invited to, for a bhiksha. In a family, that family, the lady of the house invited this Mahatma. And Mahatma accepted, wherever bhiksha is there, he will go. And she served him food in a silver plate and silver cup and silver, you know, all that. And as he was enjoying the food, in between, this lady went to pick up some other dish which she forgot. And meantime, this person, this Swami who is eating food, a thought came to him. Why not I take one silver glass and put it in my... You know, this Mahatma always carry a shoulder bag, you know, for that purpose only. See, shoulder bag idea, I never thought, you know, we never had when we were studying the ashram. We never had those shoulder bags. But when I went to Rishikesh, I was staying there, the shoulder bag purpose I realized. Because we all invited to this bandara, you know, these people, rich people from city come, they feed sadhus. And every month there will be one or two bandaras will be there. And the more interesting part is they feed you and give you dakshina. That is the more interesting part. So there are tickets and all we give and we get some. Sometime there will be some kind of a news spread that place, the dakshina is more, here it is less. So we exchange the tickets. Go to the place. And you know, when they serve the food, the laddus, they serve in sixers, you know, six, one time. Then I was sitting there, I can't eat the six of the big bundi laddus, man, it's very Tirupati-like laddus. Very difficult. I was struggling with one. Next, the plate I saw, the sadhu's plate is empty. All the six of them gone. I said, what did he do? And another person, these people who are serving, they see empty plate, they put some more. It is all going to his shoulder bag. So shoulder bag has got a wonderful purpose. Now, this person put this silver cup. She didn't notice also, she served the food, afterwards she gave dakshina, namaskar, everything. Then the Swami went back. And on his way back to his place, he suddenly thought, what did I do, you know? I'm a sannyasi. I've gone there for bhiksha and I am stealing her things. This is not proper. Let me go back. So he went back, knocked at the door, she opened the door. Yes, what happened? He said, I am sorry, I took your glass, silver glass. I want to return. And I am sorry, I stole your... It's not a mistake. It is, I deliberately stole, so please forgive me for that. And this lady was very cool. She was not at all affected by it or angry or nothing like that. She said, no wonder you did that. Why? Because my husband is a thief. So whatever food that you ate is a stolen food that you have eaten. Naturally, it has given you that tendency temporarily. So this source is very important, number one. So this is called... This asat parigraha papam, impure source. Asat parigraha papam, it is said. So, there is a saying also, parannam pranasangadam, they say that. So, if you chant Lord's name and take bath, then asat parigraha papam will go. There is a akhamarshana suktam is also there. So that will remove all the papas. So annam brahmaha raso vishnuhu bhokta devo maheshwaraha iti sanjindya bhunjanaha anna doshai nalipyate. So when you are eating food, annam brahma, that annam itself is brahman. Raso vishnuhu, the essence of that food is Vishnu Bhagavan. Who is the eater? Lord Shiva himself is the eater. And iti sanjintya bhunjanaha. With this bhava you eat, that food poisoning will not happen to you. Anna doshai nalipyate. So, that's why in our Shastra, annam brahme divyajanad, அன்னாத்தேவ கல்பிமானி பூதானி ஜாயந்தே அன்னேன ஜாதானி ஜீவந்தி அன்னம் பிரயந்தபிஷம் பிஷந்தி தி. ஸோ அன்னம் இஸ் கன்சிடர்ட் பகவான் ஹிம்செல்ஃப். இன் 15th சாப்டர் ஆல்சோ பகவான் டாக்ட் அபவுட் இட். காமா விஷ்ய பூதானி தாரயாமியமோஜசா புஷ்ணாமி ஜௌஷதி சர்வா சோமோ பூத்வா ரசாத்மக இதி. ஸோ த சோர்ஸ் இஸ் நம்பர் ஒன். தென் கம்ஸ் தி செகண்ட் ஒன், குவாலிட்டி ஆஃப் ஃபுட். இஸ் இட் சாத்விக் ஃபுட் ஆர் ரஜசிக் ஃபுட் ஆர் தமசிக் ஃபுட்? பகவான் இஸ் கோயிங் டு நேரேட் தட். வாட் இஸ் சாத்விக் ரஜசிக் அண்ட் ஆல் தட். ரெகுலர் வெஜிடேரியன் ஃபுட்ஸ், எனி ஃபுட் தட் யூ கேன் ஆஃபர் ஆஸ் நைவேத்தியம் டு த லார்ட் இஸ் கன்சிடர்ட் சாத்விக் ஃபுட். நாட் ஃபார் டயபெட்டிக் பீப்புள், ஓகே? தட் கரெக்ஷன் ஹேஸ் டு பி மேட். தென் குவான்டிட்டி. It is said, eat only when you are hungry. So a patient went to your doctor. The doctor said, you take the night only 2 chapatis, you know, because he has got obesity and all that. That is, you know, you reduce the quantity. That's the idea. So this person asked the doctor, the 2 chapatis after dinner or before dinner? It is said that you should have a little hunger, it is said. In Tamil there is a saying, Pashittiru, Tanittiru, Vihittiru. So, little hunger should be there. So, quantity is very important. Purayed asanena ardham. Charaka says, Charaka Samhita, Charaka was a great Ayurvedic physician. He said, half your stomach should be filled with solid food. 1/4 will with liquid, rasam, sambar, ityadi. Then 1/4 should be left free. Vayu sancharanarthaya chaturtham avasheshayet. So the for movement of the food, you know, there must be some space up to the tonsils you eat. Then, you know, how can the stomach digest the food? It should move, you know, rotate. So there must be some space for rotation. Then how do I know what is my half stomach? Now there's a question. Okay, tomorrow, aloo paratha, 10 of them eat and see what happens. Then make it half. It's not necessary. When you go to a party, you know, why I'm saying party? Because your own house, you don't feel hungry. When you are cooking, you never feel hungry. Because you are smelling that food all the time. But you go to a party, somebody's house, you feel very hungry. Because you are not cooking. And then, that is why in party, they give you small plate only, not big plate. There are 40 items. But why they give small plate, I don't know. And take one time, whatever you can, and eat and see, you feel like going for a second help. Stop it. That will do. This is the right measurement. So this is quantity of food. Quality, mode, quantity. Then the fourth one is mode of eating or manner of eating. So the eating food should be considered as a puja. If it is a puja, how you do puja? You don't stand and do puja. You sit and do puja, isn't it? Number one. Eating also, one should sit down and eat. And while eating, don't do so many things. Like while doing puja, do you do things? And while the pujari is sitting there, nowadays they are doing now. Suddenly a cell phone will ring, they start, hello. Oh, what do you call it? They stand, ganana antwa ganapati kum bhava mahe kavin kavina bhavashtam trrrr, bill bell. Then, hello. Jyeshtha rajam, after finish, Jyeshtha rajam brahmanam brahmanam padarishunnan. Like this, if you do, that is not puja. I am not joking, it is happening nowadays. Pujaris, they want business, so they don't want to miss any call. While doing puja also, they answer the phone. In India, it is much more. Here, it is better. Tell you, some discipline is there. So the mood should be sitting, not standing. The attitude should be reverential. Whatever that is served in the plate should be considered as Bhagavan himself and respect. So annam na nindyad, no disrespect for annam. And it is an offering to the Lord. So why? Because aham vaishvanaro bhutva praninam deham ashrita pranapana samayuktaha pachami annam chaturvidham. Bhagavan himself is residing in the form of Jadaragni, digestive power in your stomach, and he himself is digesting for you. Therefore, you are offering to Lord the food. That bhav, that attitude should be there. Then, you see, lot of things can be avoided. So, now, Bhagavan is having said this in Chandokya Upanishad also, Ahara Shuddhau Sattva Shuddhihi Sattva Shuddhau Dhruva Smritihi. It is said, Ahara Shuddhi is there, then Sattva Shuddhi. Your mind gains purity. When the mind gains purity, it will take you to moksha, jnanam, knowledge. So, the aharam, don't take it lightly. Eat all the junk food, and who made it, we don't know. With what attitude they made, you don't know. And you eat all that kind of food, then you expect your mind should be clean. It's not possible. Even temples also now, all, you know, temple are always attached to a cafeteria. Wherever cafeteria is there in the temple, that temple become popular. People ring up and ask also, canteen khula hai kya nahi? Venkateshwara is open or not, they don't ask. Then after having darshan of Venkateshwara, they go downstairs, they order a masala dosa, sit there waiting for the order. And who makes that masala dosa? A Mexican guy who has not taken bath. Not that he doesn't take bath. At that morning, he don't take bath. Morning time, they don't take bath. Or evening only, they take bath. So this ayer with all this patta and all that, having gone to the temple with all muddy, he is very orthodox person and sitting there eating masala dosa from whom? The person who has not done. Taken bath in the morning, that kind of a situation. So, then how can we maintain the purity of mind? This is the point. Now here, Bhagavan is now enumerating the sattvic food, rajasic food, tamasic food. Eighth verse. Ayus sattva bala rogya. Sukha priti vivardhana. Rasya snigdha stira hridya. Ahara sattvika priya. Sattvic-minded people will like these type of food. It is not that if you start eating these food, you will become sattvic. It's not that. Maybe it may take a lifetime, but generally when your mind is sattvic, these are the type of food you like. It's not that this person's mind will be sattvic all the time, okay? Yeah, there are certain times his mind also become rajasic and tamasic. Then that person will say, let us go and eat some golgappa. That kind of mind is rajasic mind. Golgappa, you know, pani puri. And pani puri you should eat in chaupati. Because the person is sweating and then and all that sweat and all, everything should go into the pani, and that pani, the taste is totally different. You try to do that in your house with all hygiene, it doesn't work. You will never get that taste. Anyway. So, ayuhu means that food should give you longevity. Ayuhu means healthy food. Sattva balaha, mental strength. Mental strength is because, as I told you, the attitude, with what attitude the food is prepared. In Chandogya Upanishad also there is another portion, it is said food that is eaten will go into three parts. The first part is the grosser part will go for the taste and the evacuation, excretion part. Then the middle portion of food will go into the vital part of the body. All the muscles, vitamins, etc. that is necessary for the nourishment of the body. Modern science talk about only the nourishment part. If you eat this, this vitamin is there, this you take, this is better for you, this is balanced food, etc. There are a lot of studies done. The whole industry is surviving on that. And there is a common understanding, vegetarian food is not a balanced food. So in order to compensate, you should have some, like meat, etc. is necessary, etc. That is not true. Vegetarian food is totally balanced. Now the third part, the subtle part of the food goes into the makeup of your mind. So subtlety of that food determined by all these, what I told you, source, the attitude with which you prepare the food, how you serve it also very important. That's why in every house it is advised that at least one meal a day, the whole family should sit together and eat. Nowadays, that's not possible. Everybody has got their own agenda. Children will go straight to the refrigerator, take out what they want, and then microwave it, and then take that food to their room. Watching TV or surfing through internet, they start eating. That plate, they will keep it there only for days. The mother has to go and pick it up. This is why, and our parents also spoil the children. So much so that they don't want the child to do anything because of their overwhelming love. You are spoiling the child. One day I saw our Balaviyar, one kid, his Balaviyar bag with the book and all that, father is carrying. So I asked the child, why don't you carry? It's there. He is not allowing me to carry. So this is a problem. So, this one meal a day, at least they should all sit together. And with prayer and all, before starting the food, you should have a prayer. And while eating the food also, they should not be complaining each other. pointing finger, you did that, you did this, you should not have done this. That kind of thing should not be there. It will be a happy atmosphere. And which the child should remember for life, you see. Haven't you seen Hindi movies? Twins, brothers, they get lost in a mela. And both of them grew up in different situation. One become a dacoit, another become a policeman. And then when they grow up, they become young man. Another mela. Yeah? One side, this person will sing a song, and then another person, another line come from the other side. And then singing, 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 they face to face each other, close up. Whatever it is, dramatized, but see, there is something they carry as a memory when they grew up. So that atmosphere of home, atmosphere of love and affection, this is what we have to give as a growing child, see. That family which together they give the security, the child feels secure emotionally. So this we have to think. And until if you can tell a joke, that is fine. But you should know how to tell a joke. Otherwise, don't. Some people don't know how to tell a joke. The punchline they will tell first. And they themselves start laughing. You don't know why he's laughing. No, there is a way of telling joke. There is one jail, you know. There were only 27 inmates. They used to have a book of jokes. So everybody memorized the joke book. So whenever they want to tell a joke, one person will get up and say, number two, everybody laugh, because they all know jokes. A new person came, and he observed all these things, and he wanted to tell a joke. He also memorized the whole thing. He wanted to tell a joke, and he said, I want to tell a joke, yes. Number 27, nobody laughed. Why you people are not laughing? He said, the way you said it, that's why. So, there is a way of telling joke. So, then atmosphere of happy atmosphere should be created at home. And if you want to point a finger and afterwards, after the food, you sit down and tell him, take him away or separately, then talk to him. But don't tell in front of everybody in the dining table. So this is called sattva balaha. It will give them mental strength. Arogyam, physical strength. So one is ayuhu and arogyam. The food should be healthy food and which enhance your health, not destroy your health. Sukham, when you take the food, you should feel comfortable. After eating the food, then goshayatra, you know, inside the stomach, that kind of sound comes. No, it should be comfortable. After taking the food, you should not feel heavy, you should not be sluggish. You should not feel like sitting sleepy. All that kind of feeling should not be there. So, sukham, preeti vivardhanaha. Comfort and happiness. You feel joyous, alert. And you feel like getting up and doing activities. That kind of alertness should come. Vivardhanaha increases. That which increases all this, longevity, mental strength, physical strength, happiness, comfort, etc. Then rasyaha. Rasyaha means one meaning is sweet. Rasyaha. Snigdaha. Not dry food, greasy food. Little bit of oil should be there, not too much, or ghee, something should be there. Sthiraha, firm and wholesome. When you eat that food, you should feel stomach is full, you are contented. You should not have an urge to eat something more. That's a wholesome food. That's why shad rasas in our, actually Indian cuisines, they always have shad rasas, six tastes. If all of them are there, then you don't feel the craving for food afterwards. If one of them is lacking, then there will be a craving. Then you start munching, you know, something. Even after food, you start munching some junk food. That spoils the health. Sthiraha, firm, wholesome. Hridyaha, pleasing to your eyes. Food served in the plate should be looking good. See, that is also very important. Colorful and all that. There are some food, you know, char broiled and things like this, you know, beng and bharta and looking, you know, not very pleasing. Barbecued. Even dosha, if it is burned, comes into your plate, you don't like it. The look itself is very abominable. So these are all aharaha. Sattvika priyaha, dear to sattvic people. So, freshly food, cooked food. That's why in our olden times, our kitchen, this mother and grandmother who were cooking, they were always in the kitchen busy doing something. You start wondering, what is this people? Why? Because breakfast is over, then they are ready for lunch. The lunch is over, then ready for the dinner. So this keep going. So every time they are cooking fresh food. Those days there was no refrigerator, freezer and things like that. So that is why people maintain their health. They lived longer. Their quality of life was also great. Now this is... So we can say all fresh food, not preserved food, not freezed food. Swamiji, cannot tell that now because when Bhagavan gave this Gita 5,000 years ago, there was no refrigerator. He didn't know that kind of technology is possible. So he is telling that should be fresh food and all that. Now refrigerator food also very fresh. No, freezed food is not fresh. You take a freeze, no, all those seeds you put in the freezer, then you try to sprout it, it doesn't sprout. Knife is gone. Lifeless food that you are eating. All right, then. Now next one is rajasic food. Now the very language itself is very good, but katvam lalavanatyushnaha tikshnarukshavidahinaha ahara rajasasyeshta Kashokamaya Prada. Ahara Rajasasya Ishta. Rajasic people like these food. What are they? Katu, Amla, Lavana, Ushna, Tikshna, Ruksha, Vidahinaha. In between there is an Atishabda is there. So, Atikatu, Atishabda is to be added everywhere, okay? Ati for all. Atikatu means extremely bitter. Indian Kerala, you know. Katu. Some people like it, Katu. Then Amla, sour. kattu, ati amla. Imili, all those, lemon, sour. Then lavana, ati lavana, saltish. Some people have got a tendency to put so much of salt. They like it. They add salt. And, you know, they give something in the plain also. What is that? Pretzel or something. My God. So salty. I don't know how people eat that. It's all rajasic food, okay? Lavana. Ati ushna. Here it is, temperature hot. Right from the tawa. In South India, you know, they drink coffee, hot, hot coffee, without touching. Kala, 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 kala. Boy. You need a lot of practice for that, I tell you. So other than sweet, all other tastes are considered here rajasic. Katu, amla, lavana, ushna, tikshna, ruksha, here dry food. Very dry. Hot, pungent. Vidahinaha, harsh, burning. Dried food. Vidahinaha means that which eat up the inner lining of your stomach. Vidahinaha. Like mustard, etc., you know. Mustard sauce. If you, you know, in a Chinese restaurant and a Japanese restaurant you go, you get this mustard sauce. And you take it like chutney, my God. It will hit your sahasrara, you know. Hit your head. If you have cold or things like that, blocked nose and all that, it'll immediately get relieved. That kind of food. Vidahinaha. So, all of them. Ati. It's not that you should not eat bitter, sour, saltish, hot, pungent, harsh, burning food, chili hot food and all that. But extremely. Here it is, too much. That is what is condemned here. Like avakai, you know, Andhra avakai and all that. My God. In Mexican also they got that kind of chili things. One chutney they gave me, the moment I touched, it started burning. What happened when it goes inside? I don't know. That kind of food. So, katu, amla, ati katu, ati amla, ati lavana, ati ushna, ati tikshna, ati ruksha, ati vidahinaha, ahara, rajasasyeshta, rajasaha, ishtaha, dukkha shokamaya pradaha. While eating itself, it is shok, dukkha. It starts burning everywhere, eyes start watering, you start sweating. People who are bald, you know, their head, you know, start sweating. And you know, you have to make noise because it is hot. And why don't you stop? No, it is good, good, good. Then, dukkham, shokamayam. Then afterwards give you sorrow. And unhealthy also. Dukkha shokamaya pradaha. Yield pain, suffering and ill health. Now this is rajasic type of food. So hot food. We can add all those new ones also. Hot food also means whiskey without ice. Not on the rocks, straight. These are all hot food. Straight goes into the stomach and pour, burrows. These are all. You can add those things because Bhagavan did not think about those things. Now, continuing, our friend here, tamasik.
Yata yamam gata rasam.
பூதி பர்யுஷிதம் சயத் உச்சிஷ்டமபி சாமேத்யம் போஜனம் தாமசப்ரியம். யாதயாமம், ஹியர் பாஷ்யகாரா சங்கராச்சாரியஸ் யாதயாமின் மந்தபக்குவம், நாட் குக்ட் இனஃப். ஆர் அனதர் ரீடிங் இஸ் யாதயாமம் மீன்ஸ் ஒன் யாமம் இன் 3 hours, ஃபுட் குக்ட் அண்ட் ஈட்டன் ஆஃப்டர் 3 hours. யாதயாமம் கதரசம், when you cook, overcook, you know, its essence will go, all vitamins will go, so overcooked food. Chinese way of cooking, okay, better. Sauteed food, not overcooked nor undercooked, pakka, not like our type of cooking, you know, too much cooking. Even this cauliflower also, they cook so much. It becomes mushy, mushy, and you can't even take it in your hand. So, gatharasam, overcooked, no essence. Pootihi. So, ill-cooked, tasteless. Pooti means bad smelling. There are some people who likes that kind of food, okay? I'll give you an example. You may not like it, but what to do? In Asian countries, there is a custom. Before the New Year come, they will cut a whole pig and hang it upside down in their basement. And underneath they will keep a vessel. So what happened? Slowly, slowly the whole aroma will be spreading in the whole house. And people like pork. They enjoy the smell. You and I will close your eyes, but they like, ears, nose, but they like it. And what happens? Start, you know, the worms start falling. And one of the worms start eating the other worms. And finally one gigantic worm will be sitting there. And that is taken to the dining table. It is considered a delicacy. And by the time you can think of the smell of that pig. Now this is called pooti, bad smelling. They have egg also. Frozen egg, with soya sauce, they make it look black. That also bad smelling. Then parirushitam, kept overnight. When rice is too much, what they do? They put it in the water and keep it overnight. Next day morning, with little yogurt, they will give you. That is called tamasic food. We have done that, all this. Uchishtam, leftover. If I tell you this, because we are all eating leftover only. Because we are cooking for 7 days per week. Sunday, Saturday, we cook and keep it for the whole week. Every day, go to the office, come back. It is written, the date also written. Take one by one and then, you know, microwave it and hot food on the table. I remember when I was in Hong Kong, there's one friend of mine, he's a professor, he's still there. And his wife used to go to India 6 months because her son was studying there. So, during the 6 months, she cooks food and picks gigantic two
freezer is there. And she completely fill up the whole freezer, and it is all, what you call, date and all written there, color-coded. And he leaves them and go, she goes, and then this man every day picks up one or two and microwave it and have a good time. I went, he invited me for lunch. I was sitting there talking, 12 o'clock, there is no sign of cooking or nothing. I asked him, yeah, I am hungry, where is the arrangement for food? I am not seeing you cooking. No, no, don't worry, I will get you. What do you want? I mean, he said another thing. Then I said, sambar, avial, kootu, et cetera. Oh, that is all okay, I will get you. So he went and opened the freezer, picked up those, and nicely microwaved, hot food, it was nice. But afterwards I got stomachache, because I am not used to eating 6 months old food. Then I told him that, you know, he said, the problem is I cannot eat fresh food now. He said, his stomach is, his stomach is used to old food. It's all how you train your stomach, you see. Uchishtam. Leftover food. Uchishtamapicha amedyam. Amedyam here means food not offered to the Lord or not sacred, not fit for offering to the Lord. Amedyam. Bhojanam tamasapriyam. They are all dear to tamasic people. So, even though you are sattvic most of the time, sometime a tendency will come to eat that kind of food also. At that time, recognize this is a tamasic tendency. And you know, sometime you get the sattvic food, at that time suddenly you ask for a pickle, because then you feel, you know, there is no masala, nothing is there, no mirchi, nothing. Then you ask for a pickle or a chili, that means tendency is changed, rajasic. Then you get lazy to cook, and whatever that is left over in the freezer and then in the refrigerator, you take it out. Somehow manage your lunch, that is tamasic. Now, these are all the, like traffic rules, scriptures tell you all these things for a standard, so that we know when we make a mistake, we realize. So these are all a standard given to you. So like when you are driving a car, there are, you know, there are some meters there. So speedometer is there, then in the, your gas, then your temperature, all those things are there. When you look now and then, you look at it and adjust, isn't it? The same way, these are all, Bhagavan is giving this standard. So you look at it and see where you can adjust. Now, having said this aharaha, now Bhagavan is going to talk about the yatnyaha. Yatnya means sacrifice. Deva, Prithu, Rishi, Bhuta Yatnya, Nriyatnya. I talked about Panchamaha Yatnyas. Every householder has to practice this Panchamahayatnyas. Panchamahayatnya means Deva Yatnya. Deva Yatnya is Pujanam. Pitra Yatnya is Shraddha Karma. Then Brahma Yatnya or Rishi Yatnya is studying the scriptures on a daily basis. Or teaching. So Adhyaya Pravachanam, both. Then, Bhuta Yatnya, taking care of the less fortunate animals, etc., birds, animals, taking care of them, also considered Bhuta Yatnya. Then, Nri Yatnya, taking care of guests, feed a guest.
There is also Nriyatnya is not possible nowadays here in this country. So become a volunteer for the soup kitchen or something. Feed those people who are needy, who are the homeless people and all that. Go and feed them. That is also become Nriyatnya. So these are all part of householder's duty. Brahmacharya has no duty of this kind. Sannyasi also has no duty of this kind. They have separate duties. But Grihastha has got this particular duty, Panchabhayatnya. Now, whatever be the nature of your yatnya, so all the karmas are called yatnya actually. All secular karmas are converted into religious karma or yatnya. Even the most mundane activities become yatnya. Like eating, bathing, all of them become a yatnya. Even a simple thing that breathing. See, our rishis have converted all our activities, which are very simple and normal. All of them they have converted into a yatnya. That is the spirit of a religious life. See, simple prana that we are breathing out, pranayama. If you practice pranayama, it becomes a yatnya. So there are certain karmas which are meant primarily for spiritual growth. They are called nitya naimittika karma. Nitya karma, you know, whatever that you are supposed to do on a daily basis. The getting up early in the morning and taking bath and go to the puja room, say your prayers and then have your breakfast and go to the office, hit the traffic, go to the office and take care of your duties in the office, come back and spend some quality time with your wife and children and watch your favorite serial, go to sleep. This is your nitya karma, isn't it? Naimittika karma is occasional duties when there is somebody call you for a party, go there and talk to them, spend some time, or somebody in the hospital visit them, or birthday party you go, or anniversary party, wedding anniversary parties you go and wish them. May you live happily another 20 or 25 years more like that, say that. These are all naimittika karmas. But when you go there to the hospital, you have to cheer up the patient, not go there and make them miserable. I remember once, you know, a person was having an eye operation or something, and he was lying down recovering. This lady goes, and then my husband also had the same problem. He was in the same hospital. I tell you, he was in the same bed only. And then what happened? He died. Huh? Now look at this. You think that person will survive? That kind of. Some people get paranoid, you see. Don't do that. If you are that kind, don't go and visit. So naimittika karma, then vihitam karma, niyatam karma, bounden duties. So niyatam karma means nitya naimittika karma put together is called niyatam karma, given duties. So, these karmas are converted into yatnya. All are in the form of giving something to the society. Panchamahayatnyas are all giving something to the society. Separate from these karmas, there are many karmas which are meant for material benefit. They are called sakama karmas. Kamya karmas. Vedas do not have to worry about this as human beings naturally go after their desire. But in Vedas there are rituals given to fulfill your desires. Putra kamo yajeta, surga kamo yajeta, vitta kamo yajeta, ityadi. There are instructions. If you are desiring for money, prosperity, you do this particular ritual. You want position, power, become a minister, prime minister, you do this Ashwamedha Yaga, etc. Or if you are desirous of progeny, perform this Putrakameshti Yaga. Or if you want to go to heaven, then do this particular yajna, etc. There are different desires are there, and different rituals are also given there. But the karmas which give spiritual growth, generally people don't give too much importance. Because they do not have value for spiritual growth. Therefore, Vedas tell these karmas are compulsory. What are they? Nitya naimitya karmas are compulsory. Panchamahayajnas are compulsory. Otherwise, no one will do it. Like traffic rules, it takes a long time to develop that awareness of traffic rules, isn't it? Beginning drivers always get tickets. But slowly, when the insurance goes up, you get points and things like that, then you realize you become a sober driver. The same way, it takes a long time to develop spiritual growth. Therefore, become compulsory. Otherwise, that's why these are things to be started early. As a Sandhya Vandanam and all that, they should start early. It is not that while getting married, you do the punal and then start Sandhya Vandanam. It's not possible. You will not do it also. Childhood onwards, you should start. Otherwise, pratyavaya dosha is there. Now, all these compulsory actions have twofold results. They can be used for material benefit, or it can be used for spiritual growth. It can give you surga or fame and name, that is all. Or it can give you maturity. So, a maturity in the sense, spiritual growth. Devi Sampath. So, this is what Bhagavan is telling here. Aphala kamchipiri yatnyaha. Vidhi drishtoya ijyate. Yashtavyame veti manaha. Samadhaya sa sattvikaha. Yashtavyam eva. This is to be done. Not out of fear of punishment or otherwise. This is his duty, I have to do it. Now, Shraddha Garbha for Pitras. It's not that out of fear you do it. It is my duty towards my elders. In that way, one continue to do it. It's not with expecting an apala kamchibihi. So, aphala kamchihi, without expecting result, that I do this, I expect a result, nothing of that sort. This is my duty. And vididrishtaha, the rules and regulation given in the Shastra, following the Shastra. Now, likewise, if you do a Shraddha Karma, don't start doing yourself because you want to save money for the, what do you call, Dakshina for the priest. No. You call a priest. He knows what is to be done. And follow the rules and do it. Don't try to economize there. So they call Vididishtaha Ijyate Yashtavyame Veti Manaha. This is to be done. samadhaya sa sattvikaha, with concentration, with faith. Now when you are doing puja also, this is my duty, I should perform this. It is not that I am doing this because I want to get this, I want to get this. No, not that. The very doing itself, you should feel joy. And while doing it also, your mind should be there. While doing puja, thinking about office and boss and things like that, problem, that should not be there. The other way down, it doesn't happen. When you are in the office, you don't think of puja room. In the puja room, we think of office. With concentration, with sincerity. How long you do is not important. Some people think that 2.5 hours I spend in the puja room, I am very religious. Not necessary, please. What do you do in that 2.5 hours? That's very important. Where is your mind? It runs all over the world. The quality is very important. Even if you spend 30 minutes, that concentrated puja or worship is considered more fruitful than a list of prayers that you chant without your mind being aware of. So, aphala kamchipir yatnyaha. See, the result will come to you whether you like it or not. Any action you perform, result is inevitable. You don't have to desire for it. It will come to you. It's something like the rule of this nature, the law of nature. Suppose you jump from the 13th floor, result will come to you, isn't it? It's not that on the way you think that this is not, gravitational force don't work. No, don't say it can't happen. That is a rule. Any karma you perform, you will get the result. So what is the point desiring for it? So what happened? Why, when you have a desire for it, this is what I want. That's why the sankalpa, when they make, these are the mamo vata samasta duridakshet dvara asi parameshwara prityartham ahamidam karishye ityadi. This is the sankalpa. But then they add afterwards. Alakshmi pariharartham. All kinds of lists they will add in that. And that is where the problem is. Then what happened? While performing the puja, you are not concentrating on the puja. What are you thinking about? The result only. See, when we started practicing meditation in our ashram, you know. So I used to sit and meditate, and then all the time I was thinking, suppose Bhagavan come. What will I ask him? And suppose he gives me only one chance. I have to encash. So how to intelligently make use of the boon? The whole 30 minutes I was thinking about it. You think Bhagavan will come to such people? I was not meditating. I was meditating upon the boon. How to encash. Lord will not appear to such people. So here also, while performing the action, don't think of the result or don't entertain your mind reveling in the result. That's called apala kamshi. Okay? This is a matured mind because the law of nature is such that if you perform any ritual, you will definitely get the result. You don't have to ask for it, you will get it. This confidence will make you desireless. Aphala kamshihi yatnyaha vididrishtaha, according to what is given in the scriptures. Yashtavyame veti manaha samadhaya, manas samadhaya. So manaha samadhaya, the mind with unshakable faith, thought. Keeping a mind balanced. Eshtavyamevedi, this is to be done. This is my duty. So such yajna considered sattvic yajna. Then rajasic yajna is there, tamasic yajna is there. I'll read this, give you the meaning tomorrow. Abhisandhayatu phalam dambarthamapi chaivayat ijyate bharatasreshta tam yajnam vidhi rajasam. Abhisandhayatu phalam. Keeping the result in mind. Abhisandhayatu phalam. Kept in mind what? The result. Phalam. And dambarthamapi chaiva yat. Perform yajna for name and fame, to show off to the world. Satyanarayana puja karenge, and announce it and tell everybody, have you seen such a great performance anywhere else? Everybody should say, no, this is the best. They should say. Shadi mein bhi hota hai na isi. रा बेटी का शादी देखा. दिस आर ऑल प्राइड. दंबार्थम इज्जते भरतश्रेष्ठ तम यज्ञम विद्धिराजसम. सो व्हाट डू आई गेट आउट ऑफ दिस? आइदर फेम एंड नेम और समथिंग इन रिटर्न. दिस काइंड ऑफ ए परफॉर्मेंस इज कंसिडर्ड रजसिक रिचुअल्स. We'll see. So, the tamasic rituals is still worse. Then afterwards, Bhagavan is going to talk about tapas. Tapas also, sharira tapas, vak tapas, manasam tapas. That also three kinds, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. Then Bhagavan will talk about dhanam. What is charity, etc. We shall see that tomorrow. Okay, thank you. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.